Hello and welcome to the Understanding Emotion series. We are diving deep into emotions and how emotions can truly direct your life. They actually are indications from your higher self as to what steps your higher self wants you to take. And so when we look at it through the lens of it being a language between you and your higher self, it demystifies, it takes away the power of the emotion, because we know emotions are easily distracting. We can get caught up in those emotions. We can get carried away by emotions. And so when we begin to recognize this is a language between our higher self and ourselves, and it's that next step, what do we need to take? What are we wanting to pay attention to? It all begins to give us a sense of greater power in our awareness. Now, we're talking today about anxiety. And anxiety really directs our attention so that we can come to choice. And we want to look at it in that sense, because as it begins stimulating our body, if you recognize it in the beginning, which really is the key, and you say, okay, something is trying to get my attention here so that I can make a choice. And it's regarding making sure that you're completing on a project or actually coming to a place of refining. You're refining this situation, or you're refining in your being the steps that you want to take to complete on a project. You're coming into the experience of looking at your life or your situation, depending on what it might be. And you are getting clarity, because most of us are in this kind of whirlpool of confusion and alarm due to anxiety. But when you experience alarm in anxiety in that moment, you forget that you're the one that can dismantle or disengage that alarm. And you see, anxiety confronts the left brain. Anxiety confronts that left brain logical linear aspect of you, which is the masculine essence of you. And the fear of the unknown is one of the primary triggers that allow for anxiety to come into the space. And the masculine feels out of control with the fear of the unknown. In fact, it's the number one fear of the left brain masculine, the fear of the unknown and being out of control. So when experiencing anxiety, we can have a conversation with our masculine to see what is really going on. Why is our masculine confronted in this moment? What is our masculine really concerned about? Why is our masculine triggered? And what really triggered the masculine? Now, again, it's easier to say, well, when you're in alarm, when you're in confusion, just disengage from that alarm, right? But when we're in that state of alarm, the bells are going off, and we are a bit confused, and we might be disoriented if we're not completely grounded. You see, we want to be in grounded awareness rather than ungrounded anxiety. You've heard me speak throughout this series about paying attention and being grounded so that you can buy yourself time between the trigger of the emotion and the reaction to it. And so when we're in a constant state of grounded awareness, we are taking space and control of our being. We are in charge of our being. And when we feel the experience of any emotion, anxiety or worry is a friend of anxiety, right? Or doubt, we want to go into the question. We want to go into the process. We want to recognize that the alarm going off doesn't need to be an alarm causing confusion. The alarm going off can be an alarm that says, pay attention. Recognize the masculine is being triggered right now. And again, we are addressing our own masculine and our own feminine aspects. We have such power when we recognize how our own masculine and feminine work. And if we allow ourselves, our beings, to be taken out by anxiety, you can bet that the masculine has a fear of being out of control. And it's because something is not addressed. Something has not been viewed. It hasn't been looked at. There's something that maybe hasn't been completed on. And so anxiety is really saying act decisively. Trace to the true fear what must be consciously addressed before you go into that meeting. So if you're feeling anxiety before a meeting, or if you're feeling anxiety before you're supposed to get up and speak in front of a group, if you're feeling anxiety, then you have to ask, what does my higher self want me to consciously address so I can act decisively in the moment and complete on those things? You want to trust yourself as well. Begin to unwind from the anxiety and be able to say, this is my truth in the moment. It's my higher self wanting to get my attention. I'm not going to simply react. I want to know what's going on. And you begin becoming a detective. You begin going deeper and deeper into the space instead of responding to that fear of the unknown. Because you can recognize that sometimes there's this constant sense with anxiety, this constant sense of dread or nervousness or apprehension that arises when we have not completely looked at some of the emotions, or maybe the emotions from the past have been rejected or dishonored. Anxiety stems from that original fear, right? So the fear of the unknown. When you've not given your attention, maybe you were moving too fast through life, and you didn't allow yourself to honor specific fear that was coming up and to carry it all the way to the end where you came into a place of choice and power. And so here it is again coming through as anxiety. So we have a different sense of this fear. It might be that we're afraid of something with our health, or we're having anxiety about our safety. Or maybe it's about money or finances. Or it could have to do with our family members. These types of anxieties don't really increase our focus in useful ways. Instead, they repeat endlessly, right? They loop and loop and loop. And they really disturb and disrupt our lives. And they don't allow us to be in a state of calmness, in a state of resolve, and a state of well-being. They actually cause us to be uncomfortable. So when we get into a place where we continue to loop and loop and loop, at some point we are triggered into a hypervigilant behavior. And that behavior is actually a normal bodily reaction that occurs when we don't follow through to completion on some emotional trail. It's like our higher self is taking us down this trail. And as soon as we feel that anxiety or that fear or something coming up, all of a sudden we stop and we go down another path. We don't want to deal with it, so we push it down. But we need to take full advantage of the healing information. And when we recognize that we're going down a path, we want to be aware. We want to recognize that it's like this therapeutic intervention that supports us so that we are not in that overwhelm. We don't have to overemphasize the specific worries. We can simply address the situation that triggered the anxiety in the first place. We can deal with that worry. But if we continue to reject our underlying fears, we'll continue to cycle into that worry and anxiety. Okay? So when this sort of feedback loop is activated, our healing task is not to shut down. We don't want to shut down the fears. We want to reconnect. We want to flow the fear in conscious ways. Right? We want to allow ourselves to say, what do we need to pay attention to? What's really going on here? Okay? So anxiety is your friend in that sense, that it wants to support you. It's a wake-up call to focus. It alerts you to the requirements in that moment of your grounded awareness and your full attention. Anxiety also motivates you to move forward, to complete on your goals so that you can achieve your dreams. So using anxiety in a healthy way is channeling the energy for accomplishing your tasks. And you're allowing the anxiety to move you into action while paying attention and being grounded. So I like to see anxiety as this coach. It's really cheering you on. It's cheering you towards the finish line. It's saying, come on, you can do this. And releasing and letting go of any of the baggage you've been carrying along that, you know, race. And you can drop off and let go of the things that are needing to be cleared. So, yes, anxiety shakes us up. Yes, it motivates us. In a way, we can either go down the road of that negativity and allow the loss of control to come forward, that fear of loss of control, or we can readjust our attention in order to fulfill on the goals that we've set for ourselves. Now, let's go in. You know, we always go into how this relates to relationship. What does anxiety do for us in relationship? Well, it comes up when we're needing to reevaluate whether the path you're going down with another is really congruent with your desired future. So you see, it allows you to compare where you are now and the person that you're with and reevaluate, is this congruent? The desired future, what I'm being drawn to, what I'm being called towards, and even does it still include this person? It also can support you finding out, is this truly what you're wanting? And if you begin segmenting in this way, when anxiety comes in and you say, ooh, we need to take a look, we need to reevaluate this relationship on a daily basis, then you're in that space of asking the question, what can I create today with my partner so that it is truly fulfilling for each of us? And use that anxiety to reflect back to you the integrity of your level of creativity and passion. So you ask, what am I striving to keep alive? Is this relationship guiding me in the way that I would like? And you're always paying attention to what really triggered this feeling. And you're going to look into your own masculine. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go ahead and do an exercise. so that you can have a way to work with your anxiety and also work with your masculine. So your masculine can release any of the underlying fear of the unknown or fear of the loss of control. And you can come into that place of greater power and choice. And I like to say taking charge of your being, taking charge of your life, and absolutely utilizing your intuition, your higher self communication, so that you are in that flow of life and that you're feeling good. You're feeling like you're really being driven and you're on path, okay? All right, so let's go ahead now. We're going to get connected in and grounded, and then we're going to do this exercise. Okay. So closing your eyes and bringing your attention to your heart space. Imagine opening the doors of your heart and stepping inside. As you open the doors and you step over the threshold, you are allowing yourself to be inside your heart space. Just relax inside your heart space. Breathe and get into the rhythm of your heartbeat. And allow the rhythm of your heartbeat to align with the pulse of the universe. You're aligning and becoming congruent. And we call this a state of coherence. Now you're calling your awareness back to you, wherever your attention may have been. You're bringing all of your attention and awareness inside your body. Bring it down and pack it in below the eyebrows, behind the eyes, and in front of the spine in a small tube that's all the way it flows down through your torso. Again, from underneath the eyebrows, behind the eyes, in front of the spine, imagine drawing it down through your body to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, you're forming a grounding cord. And you're going to ground in. But first, make sure the awareness is coming down through your legs, through your ankles, into your feet and toes. All of your awareness in the center of your being and your body. Good. And now, imagining a ball of light in the center of the earth, and that ball of light is your recycling plant. It's a very large ball of light that holds these high vibrational healing waves of energy, and your grounding cord from the base of your spine at your root chakra is now going down into the earth and connecting into that ball of light so that you have a way of releasing emotional energy, transmuting it. And that is your power. That's how you build self-confidence, trust, and self-esteem. Now, I want you to imagine a vortex around your whole body and aura moving counterclockwise, and it is also connected in to that ball of light. And let's go ahead now and just imagine we're flipping on that vacuum and we're just going to allow all of the lower vibrational fear to be released. Released and let go, sending it down into that ball of light, transmuting it all the way down, burning it up, letting it all go. we go. Good. Okay. Now, let's go ahead and imagine a beautiful golden grid moving in and through your body so that you're fully secure and safe as we go through this process and connected into the divine. Imagine this golden grid moving through your body, the vertical line coming down through your crown chakra, through your heart, all the way through your body and down into the earth and beyond. And one of the horizontal lines from in front of your body, moving through your heart chakra, moving out the back of your heart chakra. And another horizontal line from one side of your body, moving through your heart chakra, out the other side. Fully connected in, divine structure of the universe. Hold on to that grid and allow yourself to feel safe and secure. Okay, now continuing with your eyes closed, and again, if you want to write down, you can write down. Otherwise, just be in the space and follow along and allow yourself to be guided. We're going to do some work on clearing the masculine and also getting very clear on what it is, the true fear that underlies the anxiety is all about. So I want you to think of an issue. You may be anxious in that issue, and it might be something from the past, or it might be some kind of anxiety you're going through right now. Just allow yourself to think of that issue. That issue that causes anxiety in your being. And as you begin thinking about the issue, you're not thinking about the anxiety. You're only thinking about the issue that triggered the anxiety, or the issue in the future that you might be feeling anxious about. And I want you to bring up the image of that past event or that present moment that you have been projecting into your future. Bring up the image and notice what is there, what is being represented in this image. Now, you might get a chance to actually see that image. You might just feel it or get a sense that it's there. I want that image outside of your body. And you might also get a sense or see or feel that there's some emotion tied to that image. It might be anxiety. It might be worry or doubt or something else. It might be fear. Don't get into the emotion right now. I want you to just observe the image. You are becoming your higher self. You are going to pull out your own masculine aspect. Pulling out your masculine aspect. Bring your masculine aspect out in front of you. And now I want you to watch your masculine aspect while he looks at the image. So your masculine is facing the image or the projection. Notice how your masculine is looking. Your masculine might be anxious. It might be carrying another emotion. You might see him upset or fidgety. And let's just check and see, what is your masculine being confronted with? What is he really triggered by? Ask any questions you need to ask to get a sense of why your masculine is anxious, upset, nervous. What is your masculine really afraid of? Now communicate with your masculine and let him know that you are going to support him today, you as your higher self, in releasing the emotion that's keeping him trapped. So scan your masculine. You've identified some of the emotion. Let's go ahead now. We're going to put a vortex around your own masculine. Wherever the emotion is in his body, you're going to scan the body, find the emotion. Where is it located? In his stomach, in his chest, in his head? And begin to vacuum out with your imagination. You're just simply imagining, vacuuming out, releasing and letting go of all the emotional energy that your masculine is carrying around this issue, letting it come out and go down into the ball of light. Transmuting all of that emotional energy. And now replacing that emotional energy with a higher vibrational energy. Again, with your imagination, just imagining now that he's being filled up. Maybe it's with trust, clarity, courage, deep knowing. Maybe it's with love. Maybe it's with discernment. Filling up your own masculine. And now you can work with your masculine to create a plan of action. Now that the emotion has been transmuted. So if you've already gotten some ideas of what you want to focus on, that's good. You can write those down or make a mental note. We're going to now clean up the image, the original image that you were holding, whether that, again, was an image from the past or whether it was an image created and it was created by projections into the future. We're going to go ahead now and we're just going to burn the image and burn all of the emotional energy with it. So I want you to imagine just lighting up the image and imagining all of the flames burning it up, the ashes going down into the earth, and all the smoke rising up, dissipating into the nothingness from which it came. Good. Now create a new image to replace it. Creating a new image. And you're going to bring it back into the space, the original space in which you took it out. Bring it back in. Lock it into place. Okay, now just having a conversation with your masculine. You as the higher self, what does your masculine need to know or hear or feel or recognize or be acknowledged for? Speak that to him now. Okay, and bring your masculine back inside. Reuniting with your masculine. Just imagine a beautiful golden beam of light moving through your body and being, allowing that reunion to occur, full integration on all levels. Excellent. Good, good. And coming back to now. Coming back right into this moment, allowing you to be right here with me. Okay, so, oh my goodness, I'd love to hear what that experience was like for you. And also now we're going into doing the intuitive readings, doing some healings. So star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to work with me. If you want to put your question in, please put your question in the question box. Just make it a specific question. I'm going to go ahead and start with the webinar box here of questions. Excellent. Okay, so here we go. Janet from St. Mart says, hi, sweet Crystal. Thank you for this subject. I've been working on removing baggage from my timelines. Could you read me again the last time you noted a block between my heart and solar plexus? I'm hoping this work will alleviate the anxiety I feel about my future. Blessings. Okay, so Janet, let me just go ahead and tune in. And I'm tuning in with your higher self. Let me just scan you. So I'm seeing in the back, sacral chakra, frustration and anxiety has to do with mother and in the womb, about 2.5 to 3 months in the womb, something happened. Okay? So, good for you on that. Get that cleared. Okay. Adrienne from Orange County, thank you so much for this series. I've learned so much about emotions. Your in-depth explanations are so helpful. Oh, good. I'm glad. Most of my life, I was repressing or leaving my body when I felt as though I had no idea how to handle emotions. Please ask my higher self what my body would like me to know or work on as I continue to listen to my emotions. As I get clear on emotions, I also see them very clear in others, even if they are disguising them. Yes, good. So see, that's your clairvoyance opening up. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And also, even if they're disguising them. So what that means is that, and I know you didn't ask this part of it, but I can't help it because your higher self's telling me. Even if they're disguising them, so what that means is you're really moving into your own archetype and that being that's able to support and guide and direct others. And so with that, truth is revealing itself to you. And that is a beautiful gift by the universe, is being able to hear truth and see truth and know truth for yourself and for others. It helps raise the vibration for everybody. So good job with that. Now let's just check and see with your body what your body would like you to know or to work on, to listen to your emotions. It has to do with the ears, and it looks like the ear chakra is working with the body. And what was transpiring a long time ago was this kind of disillusionment where you would kind of, you would check out and then your ear chakras never got to actually work like they wanted to work for you. You see, the, if we allow the chakras in the ear to really open up the clairaudience, we will have direct guidance, and it comes very quickly, direct guidance. So with that, you have a built-in mechanism for guidance and direction that ultimately helps to serve you so that you don't have to go through experiences of trauma or overwhelm, okay? All right. So let's just see here. Sandra from Berlin. Dear Crystal, what does my higher self want me to know to create more abundance in my life? Thank you for very much for everything. Okay, Sandra, so let's just check and see to create more abundance in your life. Well, what I'm seeing is around the throat chakra and your mouth. I'm literally seeing like just in that area as if you were tied up and bound like a mummy. And the experience is that you've not been able to really express the full manifestation of what you're wanting. So with that, you've always, it seems, okay, you've always allowed a hesitation to come before a manifestation. And it's as if in your manifestations, you're wanting to help support others. And you're not just letting yourself be selfish with your manifestation. Now, this might sound counterintuitive or productive, but it's not. Because at some point, let me give you an example. You might feel like doing a project, but something within you says that you need to have a partner. And if you had a partner in the project, that you would be able to attain more or achieve more or go further or have more creativity expressed, or, you know, it's just going to be a greater balance and it's going to allow you more time and energy. But truthfully, at a point of initiation in all of our lives, we are asked to go it alone, to actually create something on our own. And what I'm feeling for you is that with this kind of mummy gauze wrapping around your mouth and your throat, you haven't allowed yourself to step into that place where it's just you and the divine. And you're just manifesting. Of course you're going to draw in the people that you need, but they're going to work for you. And you're going to hire them. Not that you're going to be partnering with them. And that's the distinction. So let me just see. Five lifetimes ago, there was an experience that you had. And I'm actually feeling deep hatred in your power center in that lifetime. So do the timeline therapy, go back, check and see what needs to be cleared as an emotional energy. Okay. All right. Okay, let's just take one more from here and then we will go to the phones. Okay, so Christy from Sarnia says, thanks for all the great Q&A Tuesdays. You're welcome. We're going to keep going. This isn't the end. I really enjoy being here with all of you. Is there an anxiety-related persona that's holding me back in some way and that can be cleared now? Thanks so much. Love and blessings to you and everyone. So, Christy, let's just check and see what's going on. Any personas now? What I'm seeing looks like an owl. This owl looks like it's sitting on your right shoulder. So left brain goes to right shoulder. It has to do with the masculine expression. But the reality is the anxiety is caused by too much pressure put on you as responsibility. Now, it's an owl, right? And it looks like it's brown. And the claws are literally piercing your skin. So they're going in and around your bone. It's almost like it's, you know, locked in, right? When those claws get hooked like that. There's so much pressure and power. And what I'm seeing is it needs to be released. But here's the thing, Christy, is that you don't even know that you're doing this to yourself, right? You don't even know that you're putting way too much pressure of responsibility on your own masculine and that there's another way of doing it, because this is caused from the genealogical issue, so it's running through you. And that genealogy goes through your father's line 7 lifetimes ago. And I'm seeing what appears to be a situation that was, oh my gosh, it was like an urgent situation, right? This urgency, having to make something happen, and all the pressure coming through. I'm also seeing what it does to your adrenals, right? Kind of really fries out your adrenals, okay? So that's what I would look at, is go through your father's lineage. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines, and who wants to work with me today? Okay, so let's just go here. I'm going to go to number 11. It's New York City, New York, and the number, area code, is 646. Hello.
Hi, Crystal. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, what are we going to work on?
Well, I've been feeling like my personal creativity has been a bit blocked, and I've been wondering if there's any tie-in to maybe the emotions and any kind of blocks or emotional lineage running through the genealogical line.
What I got, Jennifer, was immediately sadness came up. And sadness leading into despair. And what I'm seeing is a woman that's weeping and grieving, and she's cloaked in black, and she's kind of just sitting in the corner, and it's almost like there's just nothing going on inside. Like a numb, sad despair is hovering over her, and the power center is affected, right? So let me just check and see, is this genealogical? I do get a yes on genealogical. Let's just see, masculine, paternal, or feminine, maternal. It's actually through your maternal lineage, and it's a while back. Okay, so this is 10 generations ago, all right? And so you'll do the timeline, go up above, and go all the way back. And check and see, if you're looking down on the event, what was transpiring that would not allow her to actually be present but instead want to numb out?
I feel like there's some sort of deep grief, some sort of loss, and some sort of disconnection.
Okay, now go into the disconnection, stay up above the event, and look at the disconnection. What's happening there? Because I believe that's what's causing the numbness instead of being present.
I feel like it's this almost this struggle with her feminine, with her femaleness that she's disconnected from.
Okay, now check on betrayal and see if that has anything to do with the feminine.
I feel like it has to do with her children or not either not having children or being disconnected from her children or pulled away from her children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Does the betrayal come in from the divine? Does she feel betrayed by the divine because of what's happening with the children? And we know that the result is that sadness, despair, and grief. But is the disconnect with the divine?
I feel like it's that she's not feeling the divine within herself.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as though she knows it's out there, but she feels as though it's outside of herself, and she's separate from it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the separation that's causing such grief.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, all right. So let's go ahead, and everybody else, you can do this. What you're going to do is you're going to find where in your timeline there was a feeling of disconnection, your feminine, with the divine, okay? And what you'll do is you'll just float up above your timeline and all the way back to the past. And Jennifer, what you're going to do is you're going to just be up above looking down while I take everybody else floating back to your point of pain, where there was a disconnect with your own feminine and the divinity within you. So the appearance is that the divine is outside of us, but really it's inside of us. But there's a point in your timeline when you actually felt that disconnect. So go there now and take a look down. And what we're going to do, Jennifer, is we're going to go ahead and spin the vortex around the event and make sure that goes into that ball of light. And everybody put a vortex around your event. And we are going to imagine just bringing light down into that event, like a beam of light, a laser beam of light. And we're going to start clearing away grief and sadness and despair. Grief, sadness, and despair. That feeling of loss. That feeling of disconnect, clean it all up now. There we go. That's starting to shift now. Okay, how is she looking now? Is all that starting to be released and let go?
I see her coming out of that blackness and that darkness and almost like having this glowing, it's almost like this glowing ghost-like quality, like she's luminescing.
Okay, and let's bring some energy in and fill up the space. So replacing the grief and sadness and despair, let's go ahead and imagine that golden grid moving in and through the event, taking down the old vortex, all the old residual energy, and replacing it. So what do you want to replace it with?
Oh, with joy. With a feeling of love and connection.
Nice. So let's now bring that in through the grid. And everybody choose your emotions you want to replace it with. Restore that event. There we go. And now check to see. How does she look?
She looks so much more alive.
Okay, yeah.
More vibrant.
Wow, yeah, she's definitely animated now. I can feel that. Yeah, beautiful. Good job. Yeah, so just keep her reconnected in. And now what you're going to do, and everybody just imagine now floating all the way back And as you flow all the way back to now, I want you to imagine that golden grid moving through your timelines in all directions and bringing the energies and the high vibrations and the qualities so that joy and that connection and that feeling of oneness and unity and harmony, bring that through all the events on all of the timelines, everything readjusting, all time-space realities, all dimensions, all directions, all the way back to now, and filling your own body and being up with that, and just get a sense of what even your environment, your immediate environment looks like now. You're going to have a lot more clarity. Your eyes are going to be clearer. And you're going to feel like you're absolutely in your body. And maybe that you're even more connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Crystal.
Beautiful. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. That was so good. All right. Now let's go to Hood River, Oregon. And that is a 541. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Alonda.
Hi there. What are we going to work on?
Well, I have a lot of, I would like to work on, I've been going through a divorce for a long time, and it's taking too long, and just the energy around that to bring that to completion more quickly.
Okay, yeah, all right. So have you done any of the releasing and clearing of your ex from your body?
I've done some work where our higher selves got together and that way, but I haven't actually done any clearing from my
body. All right. So are you up for that? Are you up for actually releasing him out of your body? Because what happens energetically is when we say yes and make a contract with someone, then we actually exchange energies on all levels of our being, and we become enmeshed with them, and we actually take on their karmic energy as well. So whatever challenges they're going through, you can bet that you're dealing with some of that emotional energy, and vice versa. So what I like to do is when someone's going through that experience of releasing on an old contract, dissolving an old agreement and contract, is to actually get you out of that enmeshed energy field. And now you get to reclaim your body and your being, and you allow his energy to go back to him. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, cool. Now, everybody else on the call, you can do this with, it doesn't have to necessarily even be someone that you are married to or in relationship with. It could be an ex-boss. Or it could be a family member that you feel was codependent at one time. I've done it with, someone who was a really close friend but became too reliant upon me. So anytime you feel like you have this enmeshed codependent relationship, or you just feel like you need to just claim your space, you're going to do this exercise, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine that you are your higher self and that your body is lying on a table in front of you. And I'm going to ask you to take a look. So you're your higher self. You're witnessing your body lying on the table over there. Make sure it's about 10 feet in front of you. And I want you to scan your body and just get a sense of how is your ex connected into your body right now? And tell me, what does it look like or feel like? Where is he inside your body?
I see something coming out of my belly.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. Got it. So what we're going to do is we're going to now release the emotional energy that's holding him in place. Okay? Now, this is big, right? This is not something small. We're all doing it together here, okay? So this is very powerful. What we're going to do is we're going to put a vortex around that body of yours on the table. We're going to spin it counterclockwise. It's going to go down into that ball of the, you know, that ball of light in the center of the earth. And we're going to clear out some major emotional energies, okay? So I want you just to imagine anger releasing from your body. Mm. Now, his anger goes back to wherever he is. Just send his anger back to him. You're not responsible for transmuting his anger, his emotions. But your anger is dissolving as it hits that ball of light. So you're releasing anger. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now I want you to release sadness. Releasing sadness. There we go. Remember, it's all transmuting. Good. Now we're going to release fear. Releasing fear. Okay, now just get a sense that's all being burned up. We have to release the emotion before we pull him out because that's what's keeping him calcified, enmeshed in with your being, okay? Now we're going to release guilt. Releasing guilt. There we go. And all of his emotions going back to him. There we go. Okay. Now what we're going to do is we're going to call on Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, we call upon you now. Please come and extract him. Extract him out of the body. And everybody, you're calling on Archangel Michael and anybody else that you want to call on, Archangel Raphael. And imagine Archangel Michael literally pulling him out of your body. And you're witnessing him pulling, being pulled out, and Archangel Michael is going to escort him, escorting him all the way back to him, all his energy going back to him. Oh, so your belly might be relaxing a little bit. Tell me when you see him all the way pulled out of your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay. Now imagine all of his energy going back to him. Mm-hmm. And you have to say to him, you are no longer allowed to take over my body, to enter into my space. All of your energy goes back to you. It stays with you. With love, I set you free. I let you be. There we go. Now you've got to call all your energy back to you, right? So everybody call all your energy back to you, especially from that person. And imagine all the energy coming back. It needs to be transmuted and purified before it comes into your being. Okay, so it's being transmuted, purified, and all of that other emotional energy now is transmuted and purified. Now imagine it going right inside your body and taking up the space. And I want you to imagine it transforming your whole body and being. There we go. Okay, now go ahead and bring your body back and merge with you. So your body's merged with you. Now what you're going to feel is when you start thinking about him, it's going to be different. So just try it now. Everybody, as you merge fully with your body again, go ahead and just test it out. So you're just going to think about him and kind of get a sense of what how it feels differently. So he might feel more distant. You might feel more powerful. you might just not even care or have a charge on it at all. Go ahead and tell me, as you're feeling into it, how has it changed?
He feels more distant.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like he's not able to, quote unquote, push my buttons. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like that power feels gone.
Yeah, yeah. And you're going to build up your own strength within yourself. You're going to start to feel, wow, I own my own energy. Because when you talk about someone pushing your buttons, really what you're saying is all of a sudden I had my energy and then it was gone. Mm-hmm. And I was at a loss, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
What you're going to find is that you're going to be stronger and stronger and stronger, which allows you to really connect in and to get clear about what the truth is. What was your lesson in going through this experience with him?
Mm-hmm.
And when you take that lesson, it's much lighter. You don't have to carry any of the old experiences with you, any of the old hurt or pain. You can let that go. And you can just come into that place of your personal power and start creating your future. Okay?
Mm. Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I really feel that. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, blessings to you too for, you know, just your future path and really being able to recognize that you have whatever you need at any moment as you call it forth. You have whatever you need to create that future for yourself, okay? Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That was so powerful. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's one exercise in the course that I have, Lighting Up Your Boundaries. And it's really important, right? When we are with someone, and, I mean, sometimes, you know, we're with people 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and the ability for us to even remember who we are, to recognize the difference between ourselves and that other person. That's why we want to consistently clean and clear the space, cut any cords, and, you know, allow those cords to be upgraded and evolved. It really brings new life to a relationship. Some people are afraid. It's like, oh, my God, I don't want to cut any cords with my beloved. It's like, no, allow yourself to do a ritual and to clean and cut and clear and to create brand new beautiful bonds that are illuminated, that are alive. You know, it's precious. You're trusting your higher self and their higher self to create that new experience. It brings us such a feeling of revitalization and newness, okay? All right. Okay, so let's go in. We've got some more questions here. I love it when you guys put the questions in. It's fantastic. All right, so here we go. All right, Melissa from Melbourne says, hi, Crystal and everyone. So good to be back. Yay! I always am highly anxious throughout my day. My kids pick up on this and end up mirroring me. Yeah, I get it. It zaps us from just having real quality time. What does my higher self say in relationship to why this is so, and how can I clear this so we can all be more relaxed and present? Okay, so Melissa, I'm sure that when you did the exercise with the masculine, you got a lot of insight on that. And what I want to tell you is your higher self is showing me in your power center there's a battle going on. And the battle is between your logical mind and your higher mind. And the logical mind, remember, is the reasoning, willpower, decision-making, and that part of you that wants to push you. But right now, you're in a cycle that's not needing to be pushed. you're needing to pace yourself, not be pushed. And so what's happening is this battle between your higher mind that's saying, look, we just need to focus and direct attention to certain specific things, and there's going to be this unfoldment of your being, and your accomplishments are coming, okay? So what I've seen in my own life, too, is the rushing, right? If you really look at our society, there's just this rush. We have to be there already. It didn't used to be that way, you understand? In fact, it used to take a lot longer for us to do our clearings and healings, and we would just spend a good part of our day, right, just being present to what needed to be healed. Now we can heal that faster, which is supposed to allow us time to be present. We're not supposed to just go on to the next thing, rush into the next thing, yeah? We're already set on certain cycles and rhythms. We don't need to try to rush our cycles, rush through the cycles, and rush the rhythm. That throws us off of that true natural rhythm that is really flowing through the entire universe. When we try to rush, we get thrown off, and it's causing what you're seeing and what you're experiencing on a daily basis with your children. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine a boxing ring, and I literally want you to imagine some part of you that represents your logical mind and some part of you that represents your higher mind. And I want you to be the referee, and I want you to say, okay, that's it, gloves are coming off, and you're going to have a conversation with both of them, and you're going to put your higher mind in charge of your lower mind. Okay, but first, you've got to undo whatever that persona is that's really taking charge of your lower mind that's causing the anxiety. Okay? Okay, all right, here we go. Okay. All right, we have Varja from, I don't know where you're from, Varja. I don't know how to say it. Okay, but here we go. I live in Slovenia. We are in financial mess. There are no jobs. There is no money, so I feel a lot of fears about my financial situation. I did lose a lot of clients because they cannot afford to pay me. Any suggestions? Well, so my suggestion is, one is that I'm seeing this masked character. And this masked character inside of you is sitting on your shoulder. You know, it's kind of whispering in your ear that you are at the effect of the circumstances in your environment. And what I want to say is that little masked character is in the 3D reality and mentality. Your reality has nothing to do with what's going on in the world. That may sound so crazy, like, yeah, Crystal, but you're not here. You don't see it. You don't feel it. You're not experiencing this. But I have experienced it in the past. I have. Yeah. So what I now know, which I wish I knew then, right, was that if I tune in to a different frequency, if I tune in to a higher dimensional reality and the reality of my higher self, then I focus on that and I draw forth and I actually cause things to shift in my reality. And it's a virtual reality, okay? It's a virtual reality. So how can you, in your own being, shift to the virtual reality and also possibly shift into the virtual reality of the internet and be able to use the internet to expand yourself out, because this little masked person is causing you to feel like you're stuck and you're trapped just with your immediate surroundings, which looks like you're in a box about 3 feet by 3 feet. So you've got to break out of the box, and you've got to address this masked persona, clear the energy of fear around that, and just old programming that's causing you to remain in the 3D reality, okay? And work on that, and then start to ask, how can I really live on this higher dimensional fourth reality and live in the virtual expansive reality, okay? All right, here we go. All right, Candace from Canada says, hi, Crystal, I'm having anxiety around money. It's like the tap is shut off. What's going on? What can I do? Thank you for all your insight. So, Candace, for you, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing this bag of money being dangled in your face, but your hands are tied behind your back. And when I go back in and I see this actually has to do with a past life, and it looks like two past lives ago, and there was some kind of taunting. But it looks like you were bound, okay? But there was this taunting. And the emotional energy there is this hatred and, whatever the emotion is that you get to from that taunting. When you're feeling taunted, there's a powerlessness but an anger, right? So that's what I'd like you to do is go back and clear that, okay? Here we go. Sharon from Portland says, when I feel anxiety, I find I begin to write a novel in my head about the situation. Can you please scan to see if there is a block in my energy field that's making it harder to make it only a short one-liner instead of a novel? What is going on? Do you see any clues? You're so great. Oh, thank you. Okay, Sharon. So let's just check and see this because what I'm seeing is I'm actually seeing this part of you that likes to, create the story and then haunt you with it. So it looks like it has a ghost. It's dressed up in this ghost costume. It has this ghost costume on, okay? So it's not real, but it's kind of haunting you, right? And the reason why is because of unworthiness, and it goes into the womb, 2 months into the womb. There's some kind of unworthiness that's happening there, okay? Let me just see if it's your mom or your father. It actually came from your father, okay? Unworthiness. Okay, here we go. All right, Effie from Toronto says, some anxiety was coming up for me a few weeks ago and didn't know whether it was hormonally based or it was trying to tell me something about my career relationships. Can you give me some insight? Okay, I'm just going to scan. Was this anxiety a few weeks ago hormonally based? No. Was it something about your career? No. Was it something about relationships? Yes. It was about relationships. So getting clear on that, it's going to be in your sacral chakra. It feels as if someone has plugged into you and is trying to pull your energy, okay? So it looks like an old cord, okay? Yeah, like some kind of old cord. Okay. Here we go. All right, so we've got Dirk from Netherlands. Hi, Crystal. Thank you for offering these sessions about emotions. Today I experienced a lot of stress just playing a card game. What is my soul telling me? I'm vertical 80% male energy blockage in the power center. Okay, here we go. All right, so Dirk, let's just check and see what's really going on is that you have a persona that thinks that it's going to be beat or it's actually going to be out-strategized. Now, this persona, as I look, it comes through very clearly. And this persona is about 75 to 80% of your power when it kicks in. Now, what it reminds me of is some kind of old competitive energy and that it's actually being driven by that. And the strange thing is that you might not have any kind of feeling of relationship with this competitive nature, but it's present there. And let me just see when this persona was created. Well, I'm hearing 7, but I don't know if it's 7 years old. Let me just check. Was it at 7 years old? Yeah, 7 years old. Okay, so in this lifetime, all right? So that persona that has to do with some kind of competition, okay? All right. All right, Cecilia from Mexico. Hi, Crystal. I want to set up an online business, but I have to do it from scratch, and at the moment I'm learning what needs to be done. But because I'm a complete newbie, I get very anxious and scared that it won't work. How can I channel my anxiety so I can succeed in what I want to achieve? Thank you, and my best wishes for you and everyone on the call. Well, thank you for those well wishes. We receive those. Okay, so channeling anxiety, remember, it's allowing yourself to be aware and in the flow. So you've got to have a really close connection with your higher self, and you've just got to scan everything. Now, when I say this, most people don't believe me that I scan pretty much everything. Like, before I eat something, I scan it. Is this something I want to have mixed with my energy? Anything you put in your being, whether it's a thought or whether you're bringing it into your life because you made a choice to bring it into your life, you have to process it. You have to process it. So remember earlier we were even talking about relationship, right? Getting enmeshed. You have to be really aware that there might be a part of you that says, yay, 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 let's go, let's go, let's go, and to dive in and to jump in. And that's going to cause you, if you're not constantly aware and alert and scanning, it's going to cause you to override your intuition possibly. You've seen this happen with people in relationships, right? It's brand new. The energy is heightened. There's this love and infatuation, and it causes them to override the truth sometimes and to dive in and then to find themselves kind of drowning in that relationship, losing themselves. It's because they weren't fully and completely in the grounded awareness and asking. Now, of course, you deserve to be out of your mind in love. Yes, you deserve that. And you deserve sometimes to just be in the flow to such a degree that you don't have to pay attention. But what I'm saying is, if you start looking at what you take into your being or what you choose to draw into your being, as you process it at some point in your existence, then you're going to pay more attention to what you choose to bring in, whether it's a person, whether it's a business, whether it's a business partner, whomever or whatever it is. So what's coming up for you, Cecilia, with your higher self is that I'm hearing pay attention, scan, and allow yourself to gain the clarity. So you might want to have moments with yourself throughout the day where you're coming back into your body and you're looking at what you've done and you're looking at what you think you need to do in the future to make it a successful business, but you're really asking for clarity. Is there any part of this that is not for your highest good for you to take in and process? Okay, because what might appear to be something good in the beginning is really just you overriding that small little voice, okay? So I want you to start scanning everything. Okay. Okay. I know that's a lot, right? I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. Our higher souls are so powerful. All right, Karen from Denmark. Dear Crystal, will you ask my higher self what will be important to do about my anxiety? Thank you and love to you from Karen. Okay, so Karen, I'm just going to tune right in to your being, and I'm going to see how that anxiety takes you over. Okay, what it does for you is it restricts your throat. So anxiety, when you allow it to run you, actually causes your throat chakra to restrict, okay? And it takes away your power to manifest. So anxiety steals energy from you. So guess what? You're in charge of the emotional energy that is in and around you and is generated by you. You just might not know that. The anxiety is not attacking you or affecting you only. Will that happen if you're not paying attention to when it first comes into your experience, okay? So what's happening is your throat chakra is being affected. So if you can work on clearing anxiety and the effects of what, you know, how anxiety has affected your throat chakra in the past, clean up your throat chakra and then pay attention. If your throat chakra closes down, if your throat gets dry, if you get choked up, if you have to constantly clear your throat, that's the indication, right? We have the indication on all the levels of our being. Spiritually, we're going to be aware of it, emotionally, mentally, and physically. So what I'm asking you to do is work on clearing the throat chakra and pay close attention to how your physical body, okay, is actually being affected, and then that's going to help you call yourself to attention, okay? All right, here we go. Okay, so let's just, maybe we can go back to the phone lines and do one more. All right, so here we go. I want to come into what number is calling me. Okay, well, five is calling me, so here we go. Hi there. You're on Skype.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this?
Is this me?
This is you?
Hi, this is Vesna.
Okay, hi there. And what are we going to work on today? Do you have a question?
Well, it's all about anxiety. Actually.
Oh, I can't hear you. What was your question?
It's about anxiety. Also.
Anxiety, okay, yeah.
Because I'm experiencing a lot, and I'm lately, and I'm nearly not able to do anything.
Okay, so it's already taking you over in your body.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and I'm going to... answer the question. I'm going to tune in and read because there's just some noise in the background, okay?
Okay.
So if that's okay, I'm going to mute you and then I'm going to answer your question and give you some guidance on that from your higher self, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweet love. Okay, so I'm going to tune in and I just want to see what's going on that it's already anchored in your body. So what I'm seeing is it looks like to me that it has already hardened and calcified. And the reason why is because it's actually mixed with worry, okay? So with that mixture of worry, then what happens is we get the solidification, okay? Now it starts out as the energy coming to you as a signal. When you don't pay attention to the energy as a signal, then it starts sitting in the cellular structure of your body and it calcifies, right? And it starts causing some physical issues and then it gets hardened, okay? So what's really important for you is that we have to undo it. And what I want you to do is there's a couple things. One is that you're going to be taking some salt baths and you're going to consciously be imagining while you're taking a salt bath 15 minutes, dissolving worry and anxiety out of your body, okay? The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to work on it as this worry wart persona, this part of you that is almost, she's wringing her hands, and she's wringing her hands to the point where I'm seeing them now down to the bone, okay? So there's this kind of gnawing and ringing, like your jaw is just grinding and grinding and grinding your teeth. So this worry wart persona is about 80%. And her view on life is that everybody's out to get her, or everybody's out to get something that she has, and it may be that they're out to get your energy, okay? So it's not true, but it's her perception. It comes through your mother's lineage, and it looks like 3 generations ago on your mother's lineage, okay? So you've got to address that immediately and really work on clearing that aspect of you out. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to give yourself a suggestion before you go to bed every night that you're going to clear, release, and vent out in your early morning dreams any worry and anxiety and replace it with confidence and trust, okay? You're going to vent out, clear, and release any worry and anxiety in your early morning dreams and replace it with that confidence and trust, okay? That's going to help you get started. All right, let's go to the question box again. Okay, here we go. Natalie from San Francisco says, I've started a couple companies and none of them have been very successful. I'm now looking for a full-time job and don't seem to be connecting yet, and it feels like I'm blocked, both in my personal life and career. Not feeling something that needs to be felt before I can move forward. Okay, so let's just check to see here, Natalie. What is going on? What's happening? Well, actually, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing a knife that stabbed you. It looks like it goes right in through your power center and diaphragm. And this was, it looks like literally, I'm seeing like a past life where you were dueling with somebody else. It looks like an old karmic issue that's happening right now that's causing a delay in your vitality and energy being manifested in the world, okay? Now with that, what you're going to do is you're going to imagine going to whatever, whenever this was in your past life, and you're going to also pull out that sword. You're going to pull that out. You're going to dissolve it. Whew, it's already starting to happen. I can feel it. And then you're going to clear the emotional energy around it. Now, it's a mixture of fear and anger. Fear and anger taking you out, okay, and causing that disconnect, all right? So releasing and letting it go. Also, what I want you to work on is projection from someone else that you had a relationship with that was projecting selfishness on you, because it looks like this big bubble coming out the backside of your head, and it's just projected selfishness. So whoever projected selfishness on you, you're going to clear that energy, and you're going to send it back to them, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, Joan from Chicago says, hi, Crystal. Thank you so much for all your love. You're welcome. I'm having anxiety around being and feeling clean for some reason. I can't keep up with keeping my space clean and end up exhausted when I finally make myself clean my home. Okay, so what this is I'm actually seeing some energy around your right hand, okay, and it's actually a mixture of obsessive energy and anxiety and rebelliousness. All right, now this is coming through your genealogical lineage, father's line. It looks like 6 generations ago, okay? And so what's happening is you're playing out some kind of energy pattern that's in your DNA, okay? Yeah. Okay, Katarina from London. Dear Crystal, how can you tune into higher reality that you're talking about? Okay, well, when we're tuning in to the higher reality, there's a couple things that we want to do. First off, the exercise that we did today, right? There's this what I call a state of stability that's absolutely required just for you to be in touch and in tune with your own higher self. So the first thing is stepping inside your heart. Now, that's different than just placing attention at your heart, okay? So you step inside your heart. You have to have all your awareness anchored in your body, and you have to be grounded in your awareness. That's the first step. And then what I like to do is I like to just imagine that golden grid moving through me, stabilizing my energy. And then I call forth my higher self. Your higher self is kind of like a balloon on a string floating above your head until you actually call your higher self down and imagine locking her inside your head. There's a little space, like an egg-shaped space right around your pineal gland that actually is the space for the consciousness to come down into your being, okay? The higher self needs to be locked into that. All right. Other than that, if you want to know more, I actually do a class called Awaken to Your Higher Self. If you haven't done that, you can just email me and I'll send you the link to that. But my email is crystalhughes@gmail.com and just say I want to know about the Awaken to Your Higher Self. And I'm going to be doing one of those classes. It's a seminar pretty soon. And that's where we actually tune in and see what your gifts are. And we look in and we see what your talents are as well. So are you clairvoyant or clairsentient or clairaudient? And in that process, I really teach you. We go deep into learning how to connect in with your higher self and come into awareness. Okay? All right, here we go. Diana from Toronto says, "Hi, Crystal, love your exercises and guidance. Last time you identified a blockage on the back of my sacral chakra. Can you please do a reading for me today?" Okay, so Diana, let's just check and see here. What I'm looking at is the front heart chakra, deep sadness and regret. Okay, now this looks like you took it on from your mother. So you're going to need to clear that anxiety around that from your mother, okay? All right, here we go. Lynn from Tahunga. "I've been working on clearing feeling left behind in my head and a folded heart in my heart. Can you see if I cleared them? Thank you." Okay, let's just check and see. Feeling left behind. Did you clear that? That's about 90% clear. Okay, good job on that. And as I scan, there's something going on in your root chakra that is this experience of disturbance and disruption, almost like an earthquake, right, would disrupt a building, okay, like rock and roll, woo, here we go. And what I'm seeing is that came from a masculine energy in your life. It's in this lifetime, okay? So masculine energy, someone you were in relationship with. All right, Caroline from San Rafael, "Much love and many thanks for your sparkling presence." Thank you. "I would love to experience your scanning and clearing." Grazie, Bella. Okay, so let's just check and see here. I'm just going to scan, Caroline, and see what's going on. So, all right. So what I'm feeling is some old trauma, like a threat to your body. It looks like it was in this lifetime. No, it looks like it's past life. Okay, so, but it's not too far away, so it's two past lives ago, and there was an actual threat to your being and to your body, and that's still anchored in up and around your head, your eyes, your throat, and your upper chest, okay? So you're going to want to clear that. All right, here we go. Linda from Chicago Heights. "Hi, Crystal. I have had numerous health challenges for many years. When I feel well in one aspect, another part of my body has an unrelated symptom or challenge. Also, my challenges in my relationship with my 25-year-old son that I cannot seem to heal. I don't know what to do about this." Love, Linda. Okay. So, Linda, let's just check and see here. Right now, what does your higher self want you to know? So the anxiety that I'm seeing is actually in your small intestine. Okay, so what I would check on, if you probably have, but what I would check on is when you, you know, get your blood test or get anything like that drawn, do you have bacteria that is in your small intestine or something that's disturbing your small intestine, and try to get that balance, because that's causing a lot of the health issues. Okay, now again, I'm not a medical doctor. You have to go to a medical doctor. That's just what your higher self is notifying me of, and I'm just giving that information to you. Okay, now with your son, let's just check and see what wants to transpire there. So actually the first thing you're going to do is pull your son out of your body like we did today with the extraction, okay? And that's really important, because what I'm seeing is he was supposed to already be out of your body, and now it's kind of rotting. I know that's pretty disgusting, but what happens is that when we don't release and let go or detach in the way that we're supposed to, when we're supposed to, like literally there's cycles of detachment that we go through, and there's a surrendering that needs to happen on a whole other level, and there's a part of you that looks like she's a teenage girl that is, I don't know why, but she's very calculating, and she's trying to run your relationship with your son. I don't know why she's showing up as a teenager, but that's what's happening. So you also want to do an integration on that one. Okay. All right. Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Okay. Oh, we've got Bob from Austin. I have some lower back pain and have anxiety that will not go away. All right, Bob, so let's just go in and see what is happening with that lower back. So it literally looks like a little alien creature trying to come out of your back. I mean, that's just the way it's being shown to me. So I can see the pain there, and the pain looks like it actually has a face on it, you know, like this little alien face. But let's go deep, Bob, and let's just see from your higher self, what is the actual cause that is triggering this lower back pain? So there's a couple things. It is anxiety and guilt mixed together, okay? Anxiety and guilt mixed together. All right, so let's just check and see if it's from this lifetime. It is from this lifetime. So my suggestion is to go along your timeline. You have to look into, where do you feel guilt? Where did you, you know, have some kind of incident, or there was some kind of issue and experience, and you have taken on guilt, and now that guilt is causing that lower back pain, okay? So you're going to go along your timeline, and you're going to start clearing that, all right? Okay, and with that, you're going to remove the emotional energy from the event that happened, okay? And you're going to clear it and transmute it and replace it. But really work on any aspects of you as well, any personas that you have that hold guilt, carry guilt. So just ask the question, what part of me feels guilty? Bring that part out. I think actually next Understanding Emotions Q&A Tuesday is going to be on guilt. I think I'm correct in saying that. So, you know, we'll be working on that one too. All right, next question. You often mention having people do the timeline process. Oh, my God, isn't that funny that I just mentioned that? Is there a place to go where I can learn how to do that? Yes, absolutely. So we, you know, in the past I did a timeline therapy workshop. And so it's all on audio. So you can just purchase that audio. I don't think it's very much at all. And you can listen to that replay, and it takes you through clearing your timeline from anger, sadness, fear, and guilt. Anger, sadness, fear, and guilt. So those are the four primary emotions that we clear in that. So if you don't know my email, it's my name, crystalhughes@gmail.com, and it's spelled C-H-R-I-S-T, like Christ, and then E-L, hughes@gmail.com. Okay. All right. Last question. We're going to do Andrea from Switzerland. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. There's so many people that want them. Okay. Let's just see. Maybe we can do two. Okay. So here we go. Hello, dear Crystal. Fear and anxiety is a big topic for me. Is there any message for me from my higher self? Okay, let's just check and see. From Switzerland, we're tuning in. Yeah, oh my goodness, it's in your head. It's all locked up in your head. And it's literally in lockdown mode, right? So it's like an engine that's frozen, okay? So let's just see where this came from. Where did you learn this behavior? What I'm hearing is too much pressure, too much pressure, too much pressure, okay? And it really comes from your masculine, sweetheart. So you've got to get a hold of your masculine, and you've got to work with your masculine more than just this one exercise that we did today. You really want to transform your masculine and feminine relationship within yourself. So I think that, you know, if you took the Infinite Intimacy course, that's where you go deep, deep, deep into working with your masculine and feminine aspects. And that is just a wonderful process of dialoguing between the two. If you haven't taken that, you'll want to take that Infinite Intimacy course. If you have taken it, go back, review it, go through the exercise with that dialoguing, okay? But that's where we've got to get you clear. All right. Here we go. Benny from California, last one. Thank you for your informative talks. They're great. Could you do a reading on me and see where I have blocks and clear them for me? Okay, well, let's just go in and see where are your blocks. What's going on for you, Benny? Yours, you know, your body is split into two. So let me just say this, but it's only split from your power center up. So it looks like your body's intact, but then when it gets to the power center, boop, it just splits off into two. It's like a fork in a road, right? So you've got two aspects that are really vying for attention. One is pissed off because it's not getting the acknowledgement that it needs or that it needed. And the other one is like placating to other people's needs, okay? And so they're both angry. And so I would work on pulling these two aspects out, these two parts of you at separate times, and doing the integration work, like really looking at each one, having a conversation. Why was it created? What is its issue? What does it want to give voice to? Giving voice to the anger of each one of these parts and clearing the emotional energy and then replacing that anger and bringing it back in, okay? But that's what's going on. Okay, everyone, I know I didn't get to everybody. Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and finish up with our, we need to do that last little bit and make sure that we reclaim our energy. Okay, here we go. All right. So let's just go ahead and take any vortexes down, sending them down and burning them up. Sending them down and burning them up. Transmuting all that energy. Recycling that energy and imagine a golden sun above the head. Golden sun above the head. All of that energy that's been purified coming in. Golden sun above the head, filling up your body now and claiming what that energy is going to be used for, happiness, joy, success, nurturing, love, kindness, confidence, recognition, clarity. Fill up your body. And just imagine your entire body now, every cell, every muscle, every fiber of your being soaking up this energy, soaking it up. Yeah, soaking it up. And now allowing it to overflow into your aura. So your energy field around your body, overflowing high vibrational frequencies, overflowing into your aura, filling up your body and your being. And now I want you to imagine flipping on the light switch, lighting up your boundaries. Lighting up your boundaries. And imagining that outer edge of your boundaries, your aura, solidifying just a little bit. And it's just solidifying because of the brightness of the light energy in and around you. Good. Okay, now calling all your energy back to you. I'm just going to go ahead and disconnect from everybody's higher self. And just sending magnificent waves of love through the grid. So let's just go ahead and just send love and peace through the grid from our hearts outwardly. And just imagine it flowing out of our hearts and flowing into all of the energies in the entire universe and really supporting people and beings, all the animals and nature, allowing it to come into a place of balance, of love and peace. And so just imagining it reaching the hearts of people right now, wherever they are, feeling love and peace, and just supporting them and recognizing that they are being supported. Good. Okay, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Wow, how beautiful this was. And there's so many other opportunities for us to be together. Again, we're going to be doing the Q&A Tuesdays. We're going to continue on. And, of course, I just want to hear if you have any suggestions. The next thing that's come to me is to do it on the chakras and to move through and go in deeper into each of the chakras and to also then, beyond that, go into the aura so that you can understand all of the energy bodies in the auric field, how they connect in with the chakras. I think it's going to be very valuable. So if you have any desires or you can think of any other topics that you might want me to cover, you know, please put that in the Q&A box. You're welcome to do that. And also, you know, you can always go to my website, and on the events page, there's, you know, places I'm going to be communicating, telesummits, radio shows. I mean, there's always opportunities to get your questions answered. And also, you know, with that, we have the Awaken to Your Higher Self seminar coming up. We have the sexual healing seminar coming up, and we have the soulmate alchemy seminar coming up, which everybody really loves that one because it goes very deep into releasing your exes and learning the process to magnetize your soulmate. It's the one that I used to magnetize my soulmate and, you know, to actually move cross country and move within 5 miles from him and to meet him through a stranger. So I just want to let you know those are the things that are coming up in the near future. So if you want to be involved in that, just again, send me an email or go on my website and connect in, okay? All right, much love to all of you. Blessings, and just let yourself open to more experiences of abundance and joy and radiance and happiness and pure, pure bliss and prosperity. I love you all. Big hug to you. Bye-bye.